Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And as we get closer to week one, questions about who's going to be lining up under center for your favorite team are likely still unanswered. And if you live up where I do right now, that question only got more complicated today. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and we got plenty coming up today here. We have Three and Out, our training camp preview for every NFL team, rolling along here today. Get to head out to the Thunderdome, the NFC West. Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George hanging out with us today here. And Katie, it only feels right, especially as we get closer and closer to college football season right now. You and I sitting here poring over the announcements from ESPN PR of where everyone's getting ready to head out on the road, that we'd circle the wagons and get ready to go here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to be with you. I'm excited for you. Where are you going? College Park for week one with your group?
Yeah, we got week one, West Virginia at Maryland. And you've got a very special week one assignment, Katie. You get to head down to Tallahassee to watch some cool team with gold helmets play.
Yeah, I'm going to cover your alma mater, Notre Dame and Florida State in week one. It's got all the storylines, so I'm super excited. Got to hit the books, start prepping, as you know.
If you need any help on the gold helmet team, I might know a guy for you there. But, man, if you want to talk storylines, we got them coming up today. We kind of hit, like, the overall bingo board for 2021 Sports Talk Radio conversation today, because now we have got, on one side, quarterback controversy, which has been like the theme of camp this year. Rookie quarterbacks pushing veterans, and New England has certainly been a spot where that's the case. But we got a new added wrinkle today with the other big conversation topic that's unfortunately still been here, which has been COVID-19 and its role in sports. And for anyone that missed the news here, didn't hear in SportsCenter, New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton will now remain away from the team until Thursday due to what was deemed a misunderstanding on COVID-19 tests conducted away from NFL facilities. Newton had an absence excused by the club to travel for a Patriot-approved medical appointment that required him to leave the region. The quote in the statement from the team said he received daily COVID tests, which were all negative, due to a misunderstanding about the tests conducted away from NFL facilities as required by the NFL and the PA protocols. Cam will now be subject to a 5-day entry cadence process before he can return to the facility. So, Katie, it's so, I don't know, eerie hearing this just, you know, not long after Bill Belichick, the Patriots head coach, when asked about what it would take for Mac Jones or anyone to unseed the starter in Cam Newton. This is what he had to say before any of this news came out.
The fact that Cam started last year and he's here, somebody's going to have to play better than him. I mean, we're not just going to take a job and say, okay, here, this is, you know, gift wrapped for somebody, you know. But training camp is all about competition, and there's an element to who the starter is, but there's also a competition, and in the end, the competition is going to decide how things go in any given year. And I think everybody on the team is really in the same boat. It's no different. Like, the player's name doesn't matter. It's whatever you did last year is okay, great. Whether it was good or it wasn't so good. This is a new year. This is a new opportunity. And each one of us has to establish our level of performance this year, no matter what position we play. Head coach, position coach, offensive player, defensive player, whatever it is. And then what that role becomes is what, you know, what we show that we're capable of doing.
Now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because in another quote, Bill Belichick mentioned availability being one of the things there. Is that player available to it? And so for more on what that availability is going to look like, ESPN Patriots reporter Mike Reese joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Mike, thank you for giving us some time. So I want to start with this protocol here. From what you've heard or from what you've talked to people and gathered, how did this go down? Walk us through the steps when Cam Newton left this building of what he was told he had to do and where it went wrong for him and the Patriots.
Well, Mike and Katie, great to be with you this afternoon. I would say that the team statement obviously begs some questions, right? It leads to more questions. Wait a minute, you know, how could the Patriots, this organization that dots all their I's and crosses all their T's, have some type of misunderstanding over what Cam would have to do testing-wise, right? Like, it almost doesn't add up. So here's what I would say my instincts tell me, is that Cam was given the go-ahead to go do what he needed to do, as the team said, and probably the breakdown was in the type of test that he was getting wherever he was. That needs to be done the same. It needs to be the same test, basically, that he's getting at the facility every day. And that, to me, would be the likely breakdown here and why he has to sort of reset that clock. So they have, like, a certain system that's there, and they load it into the system, and all the tests are there. Well, wherever he was getting the test, my assumption, and again, it's more my instinct, wasn't affiliated with the way the Patriots testing is at their facility.
Gosh, it's really unfortunate, Mike. You would just hate to know that something slipped through the cracks, whether that's on the Patriots side of things or Cam, because now he's going to miss Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday's practices. He will do virtual meetings with his offense and his quarterbacks. How crucial is this time for Mac Jones, who's vying for that starting role, to take number one reps all this week until Cam returns?
Katie, I think it's huge. And, you know, the quote, Julian Edelman used to always say it, the best ability is availability. Like, that was the Julian Edelman quote, and that's a big thing around the Patriots over the last 21 years under Bill Belichick. So here we are today, this morning at practice, and Mac Jones, the reporters who chart every rep at practice, 31 team reps for Mac Jones. And if we were to go through the practices up to this point in training camp, I don't think there was a time that either Cam or Mac had ever had 31 team reps in a practice. So what it does is, like, it just opens the door. It gives Mac that opportunity, you know, to show the coaches, hey, look, this is what I can do when you put me with the ones, you know, with the top offensive line, when I'm throwing to the top receivers and tight ends. And to me, that's why this is so significant.
Mike Reese here with us, our ESPN Patriots reporter on the Goodyear Hotline. And Mike, I know Cam has not said publicly and has not commented on whether he is vaccinated or not. But to be clear, the policies and protocols he's going through are only applicable to unvaccinated players, correct?
That is correct, Mike. And I think it's really good to highlight it because the team and Cam obviously don't want to get into vaccination status. But the bottom line is if Cam was vaccinated, he would not be subject to this daily testing. And so by the sheer words in the team statement, without directly saying Cam isn't vaccinated, they are indeed telling us he is not vaccinated because these are the processes he has to go through.
Mike, I can't help but think as I read your article on ESPN.com and I listen to you here, what would have happened if this was week one and they had an opponent waiting for them on Sunday? I don't feel like Bill Belichick would feel comfortable putting Cam Newton out there on the field without getting in the necessary practice. Do you feel like this situation will maybe send a message to unvaccinated players across the league of maybe I need to revisit this decision?
It's possible, Katie. I think one thing that I've just learned in listening to players, whether they be Patriots players or just maybe, you know, putting my ear towards interviews around the league, is that's a very personal thing. And the light, in that sense, when I say the light goes on, like that thought for them might come up, you know, with a certain situation like this, or they might just have already made up their mind and nothing will change their mind at this point. So I think that's really going to be sort of dependent on each individual player. Certainly with the Patriots, you know, wouldn't surprise me to learn maybe the small handful of players that they have that aren't vaccinated. Maybe it does move one or two in that direction when they see how this has unfolded.
Mike, we really appreciate you taking some time out for us as all this news unfolds. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Katie. Have a great rest of the show.
Again, you can check out more from ESPN Pats reporter Mike Reese on ESPN.com about Cam Newton and now his status as having to miss time here because of a miscommunication, their words, about what he needed to do testing while away from the facility for COVID-19. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Coming up next, though, let's get to what Katie asked Mike there. How would this be handled if all of a sudden we're talking about this over the course of the NFL's regular season week? We'll get to that next here. Chenan Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Quarterback competitions are always messy business, but now in New England, the job has gotten even more complicated for head coach Bill Belichick. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Katie George filling in for Janae today. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and you can tweet us on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at Mike Golic Jr. and at Katie underscore George 05. The decision to go underscore in the Twitter handle is always an interesting one, Katie. I feel like, do you catch a lot of flack? I used to get a lot of heat for having numbers in my Twitter handle, it being long and complicated here. I don't know if you get the same grief that I did.
Started my Twitter account when I was a volleyball player there, and if you wouldn't believe it, Katie George happens to be a very generic name. There are a lot of Katie Georges out there, Gojo, so the real KG, whoever she was, she had taken it a couple years prior. So what can you do, you know? An underscore had to be put in.
An underscore had to be put in. I tell you what you can do is you can be a part of Janae and Golic Jr. Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back. Hell yeah. And so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, Katie, we've been talking about the news surrounding Cam Newton. He now will be out until Thursday at Patriots practice because of what they call the miscommunication on the policy while he was away. He had been had an excused absence for a medical appointment outside of the New England area, was supposed to operate by a set of protocols agreed on by the players and by the league, and that didn't work. So, Katie, we're seeing this happen now at a critical juncture in the preseason where they're trying to make a decision about the quarterback, but I know your mind immediately went to, what if this happens week one or in the middle of the year? How is a team supposed to handle this when they're getting ready for a game on Sunday?
I don't know how they would. And quite honestly, the New England Patriots should feel lucky that it's happening now as compared to week one where Cam Newton would not be in practice, getting valuable reps, getting ready to face an actual opponent. It's unfortunate that it's happening in this moment because Mac Jones, as Mike Reese just told us, got 31 team reps today, which is more than Cam has gotten throughout preseason up into this point. It's more than Mac Jones has certainly gotten to this point. So, yeah, Mac Jones is going to have a little bit of edge when Cam Newton does come out of this cadence, this five-day cadence that he's been put in because something fell through the cracks. If I'm Cam Newton, and it wasn't on me, it was somebody within the Patriots organization who told me, hey, do X, Y, and Z while you're gone. You're going to this medical appointment. Make sure you're testing every single day. You're producing a negative result. And something slipped through the cracks where the process wasn't right or the company that they used in terms of testing wasn't approved by the NFL. If I'm Cam Newton, I'm unhappy. And I've got a real gripe with somebody in the organization because now you've put me out of valuable practice time where I was solidifying my spot as the starting quarterback for this team. Now, if this happened in week one, you know, I mentioned the same thing to Mike Reese just a second ago. I don't feel like you could put Cam Newton out on the field against an opponent if he had missed 3 days of practice preparing for said opponent. I mean, I don't know how you would feel comfortable in doing so. So Cam Newton's got to feel a little bit lucky that it's happening now as compared to maybe having gone for that medical appointment the week before a game or in season, Mike.
Yeah, a situation like this, because that's what it is. I mean, it's weird that it's situational in the way we talk about so many things in the preseason. But how you would go about that, and we saw last year. I mean, it's not the first time they've had to deal with this, but now we know it's different sets of protocol for different people, mm-hmm. right? Like, we cannot say whether or not Cam Newton is vaccinated. Again, according to what he's put out there, he has never said one way or the other, so we can't comment one way or the other. But as Mike Reese reminded us, this protocol that he's going through right now only applies to players that have not been vaccinated. And, Katie, this feels like it points back to exactly what the NFL and those involved thought that they were trying to make this about. They're trying to make it a football decision for guys. And I'm sure this has happened to lesser-known players throughout camp so far. We've seen other people go on to the COVID-19 list during the course of camp, but it hasn't been a quarterback in a battle for a starting job like this, Katie. And so I know that's going to be the easy answer for a lot of people is, well, if Cam Newton was vaccinated, this would not be an issue for him, and he'd be able to go out there sooner than later and get back into that competition here. But I think you bring up an excellent point. These are agreed upon protocols by everyone here, and so if there was a breakdown from someone other than Cam Newton in this, he would be rightly upset with how this is going to potentially affect his livelihood. And that's, again, what this all comes back to is now that you're playing by two sets of rules this year, it is going to be, and we've heard this echoed by college football coaches and programs all over the place, that this is going to be a competitive advantage if you go out here as a vaccinated person.
Yeah, absolutely. To your point, it puts some of the onus on Cam, right? He wouldn't be in this situation having to test every single day per the NFLPA protocols if he was vaccinated. So the fact that he was testing every day allows us to kind of deduce and read between the lines that he has yet to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, that's his decision, right? Right or wrong, whatever your opinion is on that, if he decides I'm not getting vaccinated, there are those protocols and steps in place for unvaccinated players, and they're following it. He followed those guidelines set up by the New England Patriots and the NFL when he left the New England region to go to this appointment. Something fell through the cracks, and that's where I just can't wrap my head around this. He's your most important player in terms of your starting quarterback right now. How did you not have this buttoned up? Because 4 or 5 days missing of practice, of mental reps, of meetings, that matters. I mean, Gojo, you can speak to it better than I can. Missing 3 days of preseason camp, when you technically are in a competition with a young rookie who was selected in the first round, every single rep, every single practice matters.
Especially when it's been this close of a contest. Katie, like, that's the other part of this. We can talk about what this could potentially mean for week one. And I'm sure at some point we'll find out where the break in the command or the break in the communication was on this. But the bottom line is, like you said, at the most critical juncture of training camp for all these quarterback competitions, Mac Jones is going to be the guy trotting out there unquestionably with the ones. Him and Brian Hoyer move up on the depth chart, and he ain't splitting one reps with Brian Hoyer from now on. So this is a huge swing for what we're going to see from this quarterback contest, and it has to tilt things in Mac's favor. Like, this is his opportunity to lose now for the Patriots quarterback job. At this juncture to come in, if it was even close, and we've heard Bill Belichick say, you've got to either come out here and outplay the person in front of you, or that person's got to be not available. And now that's what we've got here. We've got Cam Newton unavailable and Mac Jones taking over in the driver's seat. You'd have to imagine with this opportunity here, it can be his to lose in New England if this was close at all. Coming up next, though, we'll head out west and check in on another quarterback battle. Find out how much Trey Lance helped or hurt his cause, depending on what time you tuned in to the most recent preseason game. We'll get to that after this word from Indeed. Now, finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple. 135 skills tests can help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right there on their site. Probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. Let's head to Niners camp next on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Trying to navigate our way through NFL training camp, very similar to the way that we've seen people try and navigate their way over these crates. Katie, I know we'll get to this at some point during the show today because I am a child and I am infinitely fascinated with why we've seen people all over the internet stacking up crates, trying to walk over them and hurting themselves very badly on the other side.
I want to know where they're finding the milk crates. I can't tell you the last time I've visibly seen a milk crate with my own eyes. What, 10 years, maybe middle school?
Even maybe if that, like, I legitimately could not tell you when milk crates came into or exited my life, but now I've seen them stacked up into a giant triangle, if you've missed the internet trend, and watch these people go up and absolutely ruin themselves on it. So we'll get to that and the dumbest things that we've ever willingly done, because this has been great entertainment, but I am very worried about people's health and safety as we continue to see this go down here. But in the meantime, Katie, just as difficult maybe trying to thread the needle on who the hell is going to start for the 49ers. We had another preseason game for Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo this season, And the results may vary in this game. Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey both looked a little off. Trey Lance started 6 of 19 this preseason. In his first 11 drives, he was 6 of 19, one touchdown, one interception, and the team scored 9 points in that process. In his last three drives, he went with two touchdowns. He was 7 of 9, and the team put up 13 points here. So, Katie, we've seen this one neck and neck the whole way. Did Trey Lance help or hurt himself this weekend?
Okay, so if you're me and you turned the game on last night between the Chargers and the 49ers and there was 5 minutes left in the second quarter, I thought Trey Lance looked really, really strong, especially in that two-minute drill where he came out and he marched the team down. I think they were on the 49ers' own 25 at that point, hit Trent Sherfield, a guy that he's really been liking, and then he gets him into the end zone with 12 seconds remaining in the half. Then he comes back in the third quarter, and he puts him on another touchdown run. I was impressed with him, but to your point, I missed the whole first quarter as well as some of the second quarter, and so I missed out on all the misconnections, the interceptions, the two sacks that he took. So for me, I think it's up in the air in terms of can we really say without a doubt that Trey Lance should be starting? No, not right now, because he's been too inconsistent, but my goodness, he shows flashes of brilliance, right? And I think that's where you see the upside and why the 49ers organization is so excited for his potential and his future within their organization. I just don't think the consistency is there right now. I think he needs a little bit more time from what we've seen in just two preseason games.
Yeah, Katie, I think that doubt always skews in favor of the veteran. Here was Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, talking about if the dynamic about who would start week one has changed over the last few weeks.
Kyle, you said open the camp saying it's Jimmy's a starter, not open competition, but obviously everybody's competing. Has anything done much to change that dynamic as you go into the third preseason game?
No, I haven't seen that. You know, I would love for it to be more and more each week, but, you know, I think the situation is pretty similar right now.
So, Chenan Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Katie, that sounds like a team that's going to have Jimmy Garoppolo starting week one and is going to wean Trey Lance in. And it's your job going into camp. Every player, it's your job to go out there and produce in a way that earns you more reps. I've said that for a while around here. It's pretty basic stuff. I'm not reinventing the wheel. But when you go out there for Trey Lance and you've completed under 50% of your passes this preseason, according to NFL Next Gen stats, his completion percentage below expectations. So based on the throws he's made, the plays called, what's expected versus what produced, he's fourth worst in the league among 51 qualified quarterbacks through the course of this preseason. I've seen exactly what you talked about, Katie. Probably what we should have expected, right? A guy who's played one football game, more or less, in the last 2 years. That game against Central Arkansas that was like the Trey Lance showcase last year. And a player who needs to get a lot more football under his belt. I would still say and skew, hey, getting him on the field, getting your future started now with the guy that's got a much higher ceiling than Jimmy Garoppolo would probably be the way to go, because this guy needs more football. He needs to get out there and work through some of these things. We need to see him implementing some of those quarterback runs that we've heard about in practice, haven't seen in these preseason games. But Katie, because he has not been consistent enough, it's opened the door for the 49ers, who have a Super Bowl roster in most other positions, to probably lean Jimmy Garoppolo's way.
And it's tough, right? Because if I'm a 49ers fan, even though Jimmy Garoppolo helped lead us to a Super Bowl a few years ago, he doesn't excite me, right, when he's leading this team. But the question is, do you feel comfortable enough and feel like you've got enough confidence in everybody around your quarterback and Jimmy Garoppolo that you can win, right? If you don't feel like you can win with Jimmy Garoppolo, well, then the question begs, why don't we throw Trey Lance in there? Even though there's some things that we're not comfortable with and he needs to learn this or he needs to grow in this area of his game. Because I think as an athlete and as a competitor, you grow so quickly baptism by fire, right? When you're just thrown in and you've got to figure it out and you're seeing so many different things left and right, right? I think Trevor Lawrence had the quote earlier this week that said, every play that I am in preseason camp right now, I am seeing something different. I'm getting a different look, so I am getting better, because the more information I have, the better I'm going to be as I move forward in my career. I think the same thing for Trey Lance. But the 49ers have to decide if they feel like they can win and Jimmy Garoppolo provides enough in that position. If not, I say put him out there and let's see if he can make some crazy good plays, some wow moments. The 80-yard touchdown pass that he had, I think it was his second attempt in the first preseason game to Sherfield as well. If he can have those kind of moments and minimize the mistakes, minimize the wrong reads, the interceptions, the sacks, then I think he grows quickly in a handful of games and then he's better off moving into the season if he is, in fact, going to be your guy.
Yeah, I think if he gives you the best chance to win, maybe not weeks 1 through 4, but if we're talking about down the stretch of the season, if we're talking about a quarterback being the difference between the team that lost in the Super Bowl and a team that can hoist that trophy, if you think he can be that guy, like, I know everyone likes to go back to the Patrick Mahomes model. Patrick Mahomes was a 3-year starter at Texas Tech. Patrick Mahomes had a bunch of football under his belt. Trey Lance, comparatively, in his football life cycle, is a lot earlier on in that process.
Sure.
Here. When I was trying to play pro ball still, I got cut into camp with the New Orleans Saints, and I was calling my offensive line coach from college, and we were talking about potentially going up to the CFL, and he says, listen, you were a 1.5-year starter at Notre Dame. You need more opportunities to learn how to prepare for a game week as a starter, to go through that process and get those game reps under your belt to continue to learn how to be a starting player. That's where we're at with Trey Lance right now. And I can already see how this is going to go. Jimmy's going to start. They're going to bring Trey in for these red zone packages with these quarterback runs that are going to open things up. And I'm not sure. We'll get to more of what we heard from Dan Orlovsky earlier today, that we aren't in a spot where you go out and we already see the NFL's beginning part of the season used like an extended preseason and get him a lot of these valuable game reps. It's going to, like you said, put warp speed into his development as a player. So we'll see if we can get to that point. But coming up next, how many games do we actually think we will see Trey Lance start this upcoming season? We'll head out and check in at Niners camp next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
So many rookie quarterbacks, they keep it interesting for us this preseason. I feel like they're keeping us young here. So we'll rank their preseason performances next, try and figure out which one of these guys has the best chance of heading into year one looking like a stud. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George, guests, are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And that's where we're going to head next, Katie, because we've been doing 3 and out around here, our training camp preview for every NFL team, the three biggest questions going into the 2021 season. And we get to head out to the Thunderdome now. I feel like every year we talk about the NFC West like it's the SEC West and pretty much assume whoever comes out of here is going to be a force to be reckoned with. So we'll get to the Arizona Cardinals in a little bit. But for right now, Matt Lagg, hit the music.
The San Francisco 49ers.
It's Niner time. So if we're going to talk about Trey Lance and the quarterback competition, all that good stuff, let's head out to the Goodyear Hotline and talk to Nick Wagner, our ESPN Niners reporter, who's here with us now. Number three. All right, Nick, the question on everybody's mind here, not if, but how many games do we think Trey Lance starts for the 49ers this season?
Yeah, that's the big question. And I think that the first thing, Mike, we have to delineate here that people should know is that Trey Lance is going to play and he's going to play right away. And starting is really kind of the looming question that lingers over everything. And I think a lot of when he starts and how many games he starts, it's going to come down to how he fares in those kind of brief appearances and the situational opportunities that they get him in. You know, Kyle Shanahan last night after the preseason game talked about how, hey, this is not something that's changed. His opinion hasn't changed from where it was going into the preseason. So he still kind of views Jimmy Garoppolo as the starter, Trey Lance as the backup, and nothing Lance has done has really moved him off that. But in the same breath, he also said he's not ready to announce a starter yet. So I think there's still a little bit of flexibility there if Lance, you know, really finishes, closes strong here. But I think the plan still remains Jimmy Garoppolo is the starter. Trey Lance works his way in there. And then you kind of let it play out and see how it goes, not only in Lance's appearances, but can Garoppolo stay healthy, which has been a huge issue for him out of the past 3 years. And then how does Garoppolo fare as well? So all that kind of mixing in together, I think ultimately Lance will start games this year. I personally think you probably end up starting more games than Garoppolo one way or another, but there's still a lot of ways that has to play out before we can really make that determination.
Number two.
Nick, what's impressed you about another Nick as he's tried to come back from a torn ACL in Nick Bosa?
Yeah, the thing with Nick Bosa is he is always the best, the guy who's in shape. You know, you never write the story that Nick Bosa is in the best shape of his life in training camp because he's always in the best shape of his life. So I think the Niners are really happy with the way that he's come back. They've taken it easy on him and kind of eased him back into things during this training camp. You know, he has been just participating in individual drills and kind of working on the side. He's getting every third day off. They're just being very cautious, but I think if they had to play a game today, he could do it. And this week actually is a big week for Bosa because the Niners, when they get back to practice on Wednesday, are expecting to get him back into team drills and kind of start ramping him up towards that season opener on September 12th against Detroit. So I think that, you know, a huge key piece that they missed for most of last year, I would argue one of the two or three most important players in the team. So getting him back should be a huge boon for the defense, and it looks like he's on schedule to do just that.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George talking to Nick Wagner, our ESPN Niners reporter.
Number one.
And you mentioned Nick Bosa is going to be a huge part of this, but we know Robert Saleh, the longtime coordinator out there, now the head coach of the New York Jets. DeMeco Ryans promoted up to that spot in his place. So from what you've seen, can DeMeco and Nick Bosa and this defense get back to that 2019 form that got them to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think if you look at it, Mike, the one thing that gives you hope that they can do that is the defensive line is as deep and potentially as good as that group was in 2019. Now, losing DeForest Buckner and subtracting him from that mix is a huge loss, but they are deeper, I think, as a total group. And so, you know, Dee Ford has actually been a kind of a pleasant surprise in camp participating. You know, there was rumors last year that he might not be back after suffering a back injury and missing most of last year. But he's not only been back, but looks pretty good. So I think anything they can get from him will be helpful. And if they added Samson Ebukam from the Rams. So they have a lot of pieces to kind of make it all go. I think there's some big questions, though, particularly in the secondary. You don't have Richard Sherman. Your cornerbacks are Jason Verrett and Emmanuel Mosley. And, you know, Verrett was last year finally healthy, and Mosley's still kind of trying to find his way. And I personally think safety, strong safety in particular, is maybe the biggest question mark on the team. So those are a few things that DeMeco Ryans is going to have to deal with. I think also the big thing with him is what is his game day demeanor going to be like? How is he in terms of the chess match and calling plays? And those are things that we just don't know the answer to right now. I think a lot of these guys have responded well to him. He certainly is a good fit, and a lot of guys respect him because of the playing career that he had and the way that he carries himself. So they have a chance to be really good, but there's a lot of things that need to fall into place for it to happen.
Everyone follow him on Twitter at NWagner and check out all the great coverage of 49ers training camp. Nick, we appreciate you giving us some time today. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Take care.
And Katie, that is going to be interesting as we go into the season so focused on the quarterback position there. DeMeco Ryans has gotten a lot of praise from the veteran coaches around him on that defensive staff. Mentioned he's only like 5 years removed from being a player, but Robert Saleh got promoted to one of the sexiest offseason candidates for a head coach in the league for a reason because of what he's done there. And so how he fills in there and directs traffic on this group that is going to be a monster in the front seven, going to be huge for this season's hopes outside of the quarterback.
Yeah, and you got to feel good that the fact that you're coming into your first time as a DC with Nick Bosa healthy, looking his best. I thought it was interesting, though, what Nick had to say. I feel like every article that is written about you, Gojo, is written about how you're in your best shape of your life as well.
That's
crazy.
What me and Nick Bosa always have in common, I've always said the Bosa brothers, the Golic brothers, all walking into this fall in the best shape of their lives. So, Katie, thank you for doing the reporting that the world needs out here.
You're welcome.
Making sure people understand that we're heading to College Park, Maryland, looking slim at this point. The suits, Euro cut, tailored, ready to go here. All right, maybe not as much here. But again, thanks to Nick Wagner here, our 49ers conversation. We're going to hit the Cardinals on our next step of three and out, our training camp coverage in the NFC West, coming up in just a little bit on this show here. Head out to the Valley of the Sun and try and figure out if all of those big-name veterans are going to perform like their actual selves or if we're going to start to see some signs of decline here in the desert. But coming up next, we've talked about Trey Lance. We've talked about Mac Jones here. Let's get to the two most important and most, I think, impressive rookie performers so far in the preseason. Next, you're on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.